Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
With another log in the fire, we get rolling on another edition of SJS on K with the big K. That'd be you.
Oh, okay. I thought we had a pitcher on. Strikeout.
There are moments you do strike out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Steve Jones Tuesday.
The next two Tuesdays will be like that. In fact, next Tuesday will be Mega Tuesday.
You know, I honestly love you like a brother. I do. But I am really happy you're not doing the basketball tournament, because that's more Steve Jones than I think I can handle. Love you like a brother, man. I do.
Okay.
Bob, I think I caught him for the first time, like, ever.
You did, and it would be the All Jones All the Time Network.
We would have to change the call letters of the radio station.
WSJS?
Yeah.
It does have a ring to it.
Bob, how are you?
I'm doing exceedingly well, Steve. Although I'm disappointed that the Bloomsburg Huskies lost to Slippery Rock on Saturday to ruin their undefeated season, but they're the second seed in the NCAA playoffs. So I had a good Saturday, Steve. Listened to you. Temple game. My alma mater, Westminster, won later in the day to win the last four or five, but Bloomsburg comes back in the playoffs. And then I saw Bucknell play Friday night against Marist. And so it's been good.
Absolutely. But it's great to hear your voice again.
Oh, thank you.
And I will be in town a week from Friday, and I believe that you have the possibility of some plans.
Yes, I think we might want to get together if you have time after the game to find a local eating establishment that is suitable to our lifestyles, steak and all that kind of stuff.
Palate.
Yeah, to our palate. Yeah, it's better. Yeah.
That, you know, that is fabulous. And I'll tell you why. Well, a couple reasons why. Number one, it turns out that through circumstances, I am alone Thanksgiving.
Ah.
And my mother-in-law has not been, she's hanging in there, but I think they all want to get together in Connecticut for Thanksgiving. I think it's an awesome idea, but with my schedule, I can't go.
Right.
And that's the reason why. So after the game, I'm absolutely free. And, you know, I talked to Kevin about the possibility of joining us, but he sort of blew us off, Bob. So I guess, you know, it's just the merry band.
I agree. I was hoping if Dick Girardi can join us, I can get some horse tips from him.
Actually, a strong possibility, because I mean he's a team guy, unlike some others. You know, I mean, you and I are sitting there, and I feel like we're working with Blunt.
No, he's gone now, so nobody's working with him right now. LeGarrette,
our point exactly, yes. Kevin.
Listen, I don't whine because I don't get the ball when the guy that's ahead of me has got 200 yards rushing.
That's very true.
Look, this is the kind of thing where the Steelers are dead wrong on it. They never should have cut him. And you know it, Kevin.
Oh, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you.
No, I don't disagree with you a bit. I said that to get your goat. They should have cut him. No. I wouldn't have let him on the bus.
No, I don't think they should have cut him. I don't think they should have cut him. I think I'll tell you what. There's more to this than just that incident. That's what I'm talking about.
I've got 3.9 2 years. All right. If I'm gonna look at every person in the valley, I wanna find out in the valley who $9 million a year in the value. Anybody? This guy has a privileged life that has been handed to him on a platter. I'm sorry he didn't get into the game last night, but guess you still get to cash the check and be a part of the team because there might be a moment that you're going to be needed. I mean, do you see Gradkowski complained he didn't get into the game last night? No, he went and cashed his check. I wouldn't have let him on the bus. I wouldn't have let him on the plane. I'd have told him he could take his $9 million a year. I'd have told him, I said, you have enough money to buy yourself a plane ticket because that's how you're getting back. We are not taking you.
Here's the thing. If this would have been the only incident around him, I would have thought that they would have had a chance to talk to him. But this shows me that there's been more than just this particular incident, not to mention the two running backs in the Weedmobile. I mean, there's more around this than just one particular incident where he was whining and the one we know about. There's a ton of stuff that we don't know about. And that's why I want to qualify what I said.
He left the game and showered and sat on the bus. He left.
Okay? See, I didn't know he did it. I knew he left the game early, and I know he went out to the bus before everybody else did, but I didn't know the game wasn't over when he was in the bus.
He's out of there. Done. Gone. Okay? He left. It's like you taking off and going to Montoursville and abandoning Bob and me. Oh, wait, you've done that.
Yeah, he has done that. Wait a minute. Bad analogy.
But you know what?
It's like you going to Hollidaysburg and leaving us. Oh, wait, you've done that, too.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and I'm going to do it on Friday, too, so get ready for that. But, you know, I thought he just left, like, toward the end of the game, he just went to the locker room. I didn't know he...
It doesn't matter.
But what I'm saying is there's more to it than one incident. If this were one incident, then they shouldn't have released him. But there's more than one incident here.
If it's the only incident, I cut him.
Okay.
You don't leave the game.
Well, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I think one incident, I think you would have had a discussion with him and a fine. But this tells me that there's more than what we know as far as issues with this particular player.
Hey, look at his career. Oregon, he's been with four teams in 5 years in the NFL. He scored four touchdowns in the playoffs for the Patriots. They cut him.
Apparently, he's the man who puts the I in team.
Well, I have to remember, but I always laugh at that expression. There's no I in team. And I always look at the, yes, but there's an M and an E.
Yes, there all is. Right. Yeah.
Pat Borders is going to manage the Crosscutters this year. Very nice.
And he is?
Former Major League catcher was with the Blue Jays when they won the World Championship in 1993.
Isn't that ironic? Who did they beat in 93? Let me think. The organization he now works for.
And he also was the MVP in 92 when they won the championship. He was the World Series MVP.
Not bad.
That's great. It's good to see it.
And by the way, go ahead.
The big news out of Pittsburgh, besides the Steelers, is that former catcher and real spark plug of the last two seasons for the Pirates, Russell Martin, signed a five-year, $82 million deal with Toronto.
I think he's a huge loss for the Pirates. He's their Jason Varitek, but I'm going to stick with what I've said the entire time. If I am a general manager, I really do not like to creep beyond 3 years on a standard contract for somebody. If it's a superstar, I might go to five.
Well, right?
But I won't do $5 and $82 million with a guy that, while he is invaluable to you as how he handles the staff, brings a winner to the locker room, the clubhouse, and things like that. He's still an upper middle of the pack baseball player,
and he's 32 years
I'll find
old.
Somebody else,
32 years old, and he only was able to play in 111 games this past season. He was injured a bit, and according to some baseball statistical analysis of catchers, there's a direct correlation between your age and the number of plays that you play in a year. And it's not a correlation that goes up with age. It goes down.
Right. Exactly. That the Giancarlo Stanton deal with Miami is just unbelievable. 13 years, $325 million. I know they need street cred in South Florida. I have that part, but one of the reasons you look at the Cardinals, for example. The Cardinals, if they had matched the Angels' offer of 10 years, $225 million, Albert Pujols would not have gone to Anaheim. He would have stayed in St. Louis because that's the organization he grew up with, and he loved playing for the Cardinals. But the Cardinals did not want to mortgage their future by have their hands tied by one player's salary. And they've been able to go out. For example, they can make the Hayward trade for Miller because they have more financial flexibility because they are not hindered by having Pujols' contract. Miami is going to be forever hindered by this contract and their ability to do other things.
I have two words for Miami. Ryan Howard, lesson learned.
Very true.
And once again, here are my words. You're a bitter man. Lesson learned by Bob and me.
Excuse me. Have I denied my bitterness to this contract? No, I have not.
You have showcased it.
I have been very forthright about it.
But you're bitter about it. A lot of things. The great Kevin Pollak in the movie Tootsie, I begged you to seek help.
Excellent movie line.
I begged you to seek help. Let me guess, Bobby's shaking his head again.
He is very...
Just counting down the news.
The word would be crestfallen, I think. Crestfallen.
I mean, we offer like a great bonding moment for the three of us to go out to dinner, and you bag us.
I did not say I wasn't going to go out to dinner with you. And I said, besides, Bob invited you. He didn't invite me.
Oh,
so technically, I did not have an invite. And if I would have shown up, it would have been
me inviting myself.
And
no,
I think that's awkward and uncomfortable.
It's not true.
It never stopped you with your acquaintances before.
That's right. You've invited yourself along.
Yes, but I've liked those people.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
And again, Bob, my point exactly.
Yeah, I guess we could throw Kevin into the mix. Not that we have to, but
come on.
Because we want to.
Come on.
Well, listen, by the time you guys are done with the basketball game, I'll have all my shopping done for the holiday season. I'll be ready to go anywhere you want.
You'll be done by then.
Oh, yeah. I'm a Black Friday one and done guy.
Steve.
Bob, let me ask this question first, Bob. What time do you go out on Black Friday?
Well, technically, I go out at 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving evening.
Oh, man.
Or 8 o'clock, depending on when the store happens to open. And I'm usually done by midnight there, and then I'm back up again at about 6 to finish the day.
Bob, let's do this at a sports realm. Give me an S.
Yeah. Yes.
Give me an A.
A?
Give me a D.
D.
What exactly. Does that spell, Bob? It's sad.
Yes. See, I thought you were going to spell S-A-V-E, which is what I do on that day.
And, Steve, Kevin is the guy who puts black into Black Friday.
You know what? I think there's certain days you just need to relax.
Yeah, take a break, Kevin. It's
in all seriousness, if I owned a chain, if I was in charge of a chain store, I'd open at 6 a.m. and have great deals till 2 on Friday. And I'd give my employees Thanksgiving Day off. And you know what? People would flock to my store left and right because they would understand the respect I have for my people.
Sunbury Motors Ford is going to make sure you don't feel like a turkey when you buy your next new vehicle. Like always, all prices are clearly marked. Nothing hidden, just plain low prices. Sunbury Motors has 30 2014 F-150s that must go this month to make room for the 2015s. Save up to $8,000 on Super Cabs and Super Crews. Sunbury Motors has 14 Ford Edges with 50 $5,700 off or $3,200 off plus 0% for 60 months. Hurry in to claim your brand new Ford Edge. Sunbury Motors still has a great selection of 2014 Focuses with $4,700 off or 0% for 72 months. Makes getting into a new Focus more affordable than ever. If you're going to buy a new Ford, why wouldn't you buy it from the dealership who has been satisfying more customers for nearly a century? Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And at sunburymotors.com.
When it comes to insurance, let's face it, the options and the sources keep changing. It gets confusing. Do you really know what you're getting? Better yet, do you know what you're not getting? Save time and save your mind with a simple call to the Kratzer Insurance Agency of Mount Pleasant Mills or Northumberland. For 51 years, the Kratzer Insurance Agency has been keeping the Susquehanna Valley insured and protected from whatever comes our way. If your policy is up for renewal, or you suffer the disappointment of cut-rate insurance deals on the internet or over the phone, then listen. Don't sacrifice personal service. The Kratzer Insurance Agent, your independent agent, has your best interest in mind. Of course they have competitive prices.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. Call us, stop in, or visit us online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Standing together against whatever. Family, friendship, security.
The Kratzer Insurance Agency.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. Auto, home, life, business insurance. A service that price means something to you and means everything to them. Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. We're in the Sunbury Motors Studio. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. People have asked me lately, why does Kevin seem like he has an edge to him?
It's because I'm kind of driving an edge this particular week. Matter of fact, we'll be talking more about it all this week. The all-wheel drive Ford Edge, available now with 0% financing and some rebates as well. Plus, you'll be able to move around not only when it's snowy, but a little slippery as well. Although usually snow and slippery come together and kind of cause the same issue. But you can get around quite easily in the all-wheel drive Ford Edge. Plenty of room, too. And gas mileage in the 20s.
Wow.
Fabulous. All right. This is a big day. The Steelers cut LeGarrette Blount. We're going to bring in Jeff Hartman from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, and Jeff, my sincere hope is that you
will hang
on
before you do that, though, right. Steve. Before you, I actually have Brandon on the line before I got a hold of Hartman.
Oh,
sorry,
okay,
about that. I should have filled you in on that.
Hello, Brandon. How are you?
Hey, so are you disappointed that you only get me now?
Oh, no. We'll have Hartman next half hour because he's got guys quitting. All right, which is really great. He has guys that are quitting on him. Your group doesn't quit, but that wasn't pretty either. When you look at that performance, how stunned were you it was that kind of margin?
You know, I was surprised a lot. A lot of people going into this game thought, you know, the Eagles had a tough time winning, and that is what it is. They were 6-point underdogs. Wasn't a total surprise to see them lose, but to see them lose the way they did was definitely a surprise. I expected a close game, or even, you know, maybe a touchdown or two difference, but definitely not 32 points, and especially the ways they allowed it to happen. You know, obviously Rodgers did what he did, and he's been unstoppable this season, especially at Lambeau, so that's not a surprise. But when you look at things like when the Eagles are, you know, allowing a punt return for a touchdown, when they have arguably the best special teams unit in the league this season. You know, things like that you just didn't see coming at all. So, and the pass rush, which got 9 sacks last week and really hit Cam Newton a lot, just did absolutely nothing. Couldn't even really register a hit on Rodgers. So, and those facets, it was very much a surprise.
All right, now they have to somehow bounce back from this thing. Rodgers is one thing at home. I think you got to give it to them on that part because they've taken everybody at Lambeau like this the same way. What about Sanchez and how he handled it? Look, we know he's not an elite quarterback, but he's not bad either.
Yeah, I honestly don't even think his performance was horrible. I mean, obviously he threw two bad interceptions. That was kind of at a point in the game, though, where they were down big anyway. The Packers knew they were going to be throwing the ball. That doesn't make them acceptable throws or good throws, but, you know, it was kind of the situation where the game was out of control and he wasn't really in a position to succeed. You know, it's not like they could rely on the run and get the play action going. You know, the Packers aren't going to bite on the run when the Eagles are down and they know the passing game is what they need to defend. He did okay. Has to cut out the turnovers moving forward. Definitely think they can win with him moving forward. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how he bounces back against the team this week. You know, they have the Titans. So when you look at how Sanchez performed on Sunday, really not all that different than what you had already seen from Nick Foles this season. So it's not as if you would be able to say, wow, if the Eagles had Nick Foles, they definitely would have beaten the Packers. No, I don't think that would have been the case.
How concerned are you with the defense after watching this performance, even though you know you're facing one of the elite guys?
Well, it's interesting because there's certain parts of the defense that certainly inspire confidence, and that's usually the front seven. Although, as I said, you know, they didn't get much of a pass rush going against the Packers. But when the Eagles have been at home, they're averaging a lot more sacks than they have on the road this year. They can get pressure. So, you know, the front seven, there's reason for optimism there. The secondary, much less so. Malcolm Dingin's really the only solid starter back there. He's had a good season, but Nate Allen has been up and down. Bradley Fletcher was picked on by Rodgers, just absolutely torched on Sunday. And Kerry Williams, again, up and down, and certainly has his fair share of bad moments. So the concerns with the Eagles' defense are what we saw on Sunday, and is that if there is no pass rush, you know, the coverage is going to be totally exposed, and there's really not going to be much that they're going to be able to do to stop a good quarterback like Rodgers or even any quarterback if there's just no rush getting to the quarterback.
Okay, so now where to from here? Of course, they have an interesting situation because that includes a short week with the Cowboys coming up next week. So give me an idea where to from here.
Yeah, they definitely have a good chance to bounce back because they face the Titans this week. Titans are 2-8. Haven't really looked good this year. They beat the Jaguars. They also beat the Chiefs in week one before the Chiefs really got hot like they are now. So, I mean, they're far from a good team. Doesn't mean it'll be an easy win, per se, because you know, the Eagles haven't always taken care of business against lesser teams this year. But for the most part, you know, they have won. So you get that win, you're 8-3. You're heading into that tough Turkey Day, Thanksgiving, Dallas game. You take care of business in the division here. I mean, they're already still first in the NFC East as it stands. So you beat the Cowboys, or even if you lose that Thanksgiving game, you have a chance in 2 weeks to beat them again on December 14th on Sunday Night Football. If you split against Dallas and you take care of some of these remaining games on the schedule, they also have the Seahawks at home. That'll be a tough game, but the Seahawks have been looking pretty mortal this season. And then their final couple games are against Washington, New York, both teams who are pretty much out of it at this point. So there's definitely a bunch of winnable games left on their schedule, and the playoffs are well within reach.
I mean, there's no question about that, that the playoffs are within their reach. So the schedule looks like that. Give me an idea, the running game, you know, Lacy had himself a nice day, especially out of the backfield, made that touchdown run. But is LeSean McCoy doing okay, or is he not really meeting expectations?
You know, it's really strange with him because you look at this guy. He leads the league in rushing in 2013. Looks pretty much unstoppable. Looks like the perfect fit in Chip Kelly's offense. Obviously had an offensive line that stayed healthy for the whole year last year. Didn't have a starter missing a game. Jason Peters missed a part of a game, but that was it. And, you know, that certainly helped in the run blocking. But he looked okay against the Packers. Didn't necessarily look bad, but he did fumble once, which is pretty uncharacteristic of him, even though he does carry the ball loose. So really just not the year that they really needed from him. He, you know, the Eagles' identity is a run-heavy offense, And for whatever reason, LeSean McCoy just hasn't been the same player that he was in 2013. And it's really hard to diagnose. You can't really, I'm having a tough time just pointing to one thing. As I said, there's a couple factors, the blocking, maybe dealing with some kind of hidden injury. Who knows really for sure? What I do know is moving forward after the season, you know, he'd do a lot of money, do about $12 million or $13 million or so, and they can cut him and save, I think, about a good $8 million or around there. So his future with the team, it's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out.
It is going to be interesting to see how it plays out. There really isn't much they can do defensively right now, but how aggressive are they? We talk about the Steelers dialing up blitzes and so forth. When you look at the Eagles on defense, Brandon, how aggressive are they in their schemes?
You know, I think what they tried to do this week against Rodgers was something that worked really well against Eli Manning, and that was have the cornerbacks play at the line, jam the receivers, get them off their timing, so to allow the pass rush to get there. Just wasn't working. They're getting the jam or whatever, or they're trying to create some time for the pass rush to get there, but there was just nothing. You know, there was no kind of rush on Rodgers. The Packers' offensive line really held up. So, like I said earlier, when you do that and you try to be aggressive in terms of, you know, playing tight, or even if you're sending the blitz, and it's just not getting there, you're going to get exposed, and that's really the problem. The Eagles' defense is at their worst when they don't have, you know, any kind of rush going, because the secondary isn't good enough to really to step up and cover guys for the whole play. You know, their secondary is weak, and they need to be benefited from that pass rush. So there's really not much you can do. As I said, you know, you can talk about benching guys or whatever, but it's really a personnel issue at this point, and that's something that can't be fixed until after the season.
This is a weird league, the way it's played out this year. Have the Steelers become emblematic of how strange the league is?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they're a team that I have no idea where to put them, because that's a team that almost lost to the Titans last night. They lost to the Buccaneers, who are awful. They lost to the Jets. And not only lost to the Jets, but, you know, beat fairly convincingly, considering how bad that Jets team had been. Really, it is a weird league, and that's something that you even look at with the Eagles getting blown out. You know, a lot of teams have been blown out this year. You look at the Broncos. Not only did they lose to the Rams this Sunday, but they went up to New England a couple weeks ago. They were blown out. Patriots were blown out in Kansas City, and everyone thought the Brady and Belichick era was over. You know, a lot of other teams have been blown out. The Titans blew out the Chiefs in week one, as I said earlier. So, as you said, the NFL is really weird.
It is weird. I mean, as you mentioned, you picked up on the Titans and the Steelers game. Now you see how the Eagles have played. One second, I feel like the Eagles look like a Super Bowl contender, and the next second, I feel like they're an also-ran.
Yeah, it's weird how, you know, that's just the league, I think. You know, it's so cliche, but it's really any given Sunday, anything can happen. Who saw the Rams beating the Broncos? And not only that, but holding that Denver offense just to one touchdown. You know, Peyton Manning has been on fire, and to hold him to one touchdown, even Rose, it's something small. It's really hard to play out, and that's why I think it's such a great, you know, it's a great watch, because you don't know what's going to happen, and that's why you want to watch it Sunday.
And then here's the final question for you. Does that emphasize exactly how important it is that no matter what, I don't care if you win the division, just making the tournament is tough, because at that point maybe you're the one that puts together the run?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I mean, that's more than any sport, yes. But, you know, in baseball or basketball or hockey, when you have to win a best of seven, and in that situation, the better team is more likely going to win because there's just more games, and any kind of luck or, you know, officiating decision or just whatever, it's going to be canceled out, because more often than not, the better team is going to have a better, more times to win. And in the, you know, the NFL, the one game, if you just have a bad day and you're the better team, it doesn't matter, you're out, and then it's over. So definitely in the NFL, it's more of just get in and anyone has a chance.
And actually, I do have one final question, and Say, for example, you were in a group, Brandon, at BleedingGreenNation.com, and one of the guys said, hey, look, we have an event coming up on a Friday. Let's get the group out together, and one guy out of three
really?
Blew you off.
Really?
Would that individual be ostracized from the group?
It would definitely not be a good look.
You're bringing in guests into it now? I mean, come on.
Because we would invite Brandon to go, and the only reason he would not go is because, gee, Steve, I'm in Philadelphia. You know, I'd love to, though, if I was given an invitation. I can tell.
Brandon, if you make it up to Central PA, you can have my invitation.
Okay, thank you.
See, Brandon, that's exactly our point, but the bottom line is Bob Buhner, our other co-host, and we feel very strongly that if you were there, we'd have a better time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us and having fun with us today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. See you guys next week.
Brandon Gotton, BleedingGreenNation.com. It's really sad now that others have now jumped in, and I think this is a great audience question.
Well, I can't wait to open up the phones for that question.
Do you think Brandon would like to come up and see Penn State play Bucknell next Friday, Steve?
Yeah, sure. No, why not?
We can invite him.
See why not?
He'd probably want to go to dinner with us too.
I mean, you know what? We've found out that Mr. Black Friday shopping just isn't available because they've got 40% off over at Piggly Wawa.
I didn't see their circular for Black Friday yet. I don't know if I'm shopping
there or not. It'll be out soon.
It'll be out soon, believe me. Well, they'll have a huge sale on all the big Piggly Wawa stuff. Yeah. So you won't break bread with us. You refuse.
The reason I'm holding out is because I'm actually not sure if I'm going to be in town that particular day.
And that would be why.
Well, there is a chance that Bucknell, with a win this weekend, could get an at-large bid in the FCS, and I may have to be leaving that particular evening.
Well, that's a legitimate reason, but you know, at that when it happens, you can say obviously you can't go.
Well, that's why I didn't want to say that I could go and then not show up.
Well, I think we all understand the circumstances here. We're all in sports.
I mean, no offense to you guys, but I'd much rather watch a Bucknell playoff game than.
Or so would we.
If it's an even thing, if hanging out with you guys are a Bucknell playoff game, I'm going to the playoff game.
So would we.
Yeah.
Believe me, we both absolutely want you there for the reason that Bucknell would be there, but to uncategorically just really stomp us into the ground, I mean, it's almost like you. I feel like somebody put a thumb into my head and just drove it into the turf.
I think we're being snubbed. That's what I think.
Oh, my goodness, Bob.
Yeah.
I think, Bob, you've hit the nail on the head. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland. They always take good care of their customers. Snub is never in their vocabulary on News Radio 1070 WKOK. But everybody, clap your hands. Kevin bopping back and forth. The color of his car is sunset.
Yes, I forgot to mention that. It's called Sunset.
Yes, indeed.
And it's going to be on my Facebook page here in a few minutes if you'd like to see it, by the way.
Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. Again, 800-795-9565. If a coworker snubbed you over dinner, what? Bob, I think it's important we find out how the audience feels about such. If a coworker snubbed you on a bonding moment, how would you feel?
Well, that's right, and it's not like Kevin's going to have to pay for this dinner either. I mean,
Wait! No! Steve said I had to buy my own dinner. That's one of the reasons why I wasn't going to show up.
I said this is on me. I'll do one for the team.
See, again, the ultimate bonding moment where, again, the two favorite four-letter words in Kevin's vocabulary are free and cash. So it's a very tough, tough road here. Again, 800-795-9565. If one of your coworkers snubbed you, how would you feel? give us a call. We'll do a quick on-air poll.
And it's not like we were going to go to some fast food burger place. I thought we'd, you know, have a culinary experience, a good restaurant in the Lewisburg area, and heaven knows there's quite a few good ones.
Some outstanding ones in the area, because I know I'd mentioned to Kevin, and look, we might be eating high end. He mentioned Sonic, and I said, "Well,
Sonic's gourmet food to me."
I said, "Look, you're not with Doug anymore."
Exactly. Okay. Oh my gosh!
You're running with the cats now, man.
by the way, I don't know if you know this, but Kevin has a road trip Friday night going out to Johnstown to help with the Seals broadcast, taking on the Golden Eagles of Somerset High School.
Yeah, and he wasn't forced into doing it. He volunteered.
I did. I volunteered. Because I'm just that nice
I think,
of a guy.
Oh, we're running up against the hour.
Oh, no.
Because we have somebody trying to call, but there's not enough time this hour to take them.
Yes. Steve Jones, Bob Buhner, and Kevin LeGarrette Blunt-Herr.
That's it. I'm running out of this before the show's over.
Well, mentally, you did a long time ago anyway, so what's the difference? He's mad at me now.
He'll get over it.
No, because he told me during the break, he says, the color of my car is sunset. I said, like your career. Says, I hate when you do that.
He just gives you just too much material, Steve.
My career, as soon as I took over this show with you, has been black.
Well, that means you're making money.